Hello, everybody, and welcome back to 100 at 100, a series of programs in celebration of the 100th birthday of the University of Texas at El Paso. Today, our researcher comes from the College of Business. His name is Timothy Roth, and I will tell you before he speaks, he used to be an economic advisor to our President Reagan. So, Tim, welcome, and what's your passion these days?
Well, thank you, first of all, for the opportunity to participate in this, the centennial celebration. It's very nice. I'll try to distill it to its essentials. I was, for a very long time, a standard neoclassical economist, and I won't take the time to try to explain what that means. But I had this awakening, and I realized in the early 1990s that there is a significant interface between economics and moral and political philosophy. And that animated a lot of my work since then. And in fact, I've done seven books since 1998 that explore those interfaces. And again, I'll try to reduce it to its essentials. Whereas economists normally think about public policy as being animated by the idea that we should try to maximize people's utility or satisfaction, well-being measured somehow, I learned through practical experience and reading moral and political philosophy that there are other dimensions of moral appraisal. And to put it very simply, most of my work since the early 1990s has been motivated by the idea that people are morally equivalent. And the moment you base your thinking on that, you have to depart from the utilitarian framework, which doesn't recognize that in any way. And the really important thing is that from a public policy perspective, whereas economists focus on consequences, outcomes-based analysis, and ignore procedural questions, I argue and have argued consistently now that we have to flip that around. And economics ought to focus on procedure and allow consequences to unfold once you've, for example, at the federal level or the state level or the local level, institutionalized systems in which people have the ability to maximize their own political participation and government, both with respect to the processes of government and the policies that are entertained, respects the moral equivalence of persons. That has all sorts of implications for public policy.
Give us a specific on how this would apply.
I can give you two immediate illustrations. It will take less than a minute. One is we should abandon anything that can be interpreted as corporate welfare. I do not want the government, whether federal, state, or local, to be in the business of subsidizing business. No law ought to be institutionalized that favors one business over another, one group over another.
Okay.
A second illustration, straightforward, endorsed, by the way, by John Rawls, a moral and political philosopher whom economists almost instinctively detest because they don't understand him. But he made the case that if people are treated as morally equivalent, then you need to institutionalize a tax code that gets rid of all deductions and exemptions, most of which are targeted surreptitiously to special interests. Get rid of all of that, institutionalize a flat tax, and don't allow anybody to avoid taxation.
The world of the future, according to Tim Roth. Tim, thank you for being here on 100 at 100, Research for Our Next Century, a series of programs to celebrate the 100th anniversary of the University of Texas at El Paso. And it's a perfect illustration of the profound activity that's going on campus that not many people think about. Thank you very much.
No, thank you. I appreciate the opportunity.
Thank you.